Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So then Coop is telling Kat that Luke is leaving, but she can't say nothing, okay? And now we're in the tiny walk-in fridge and Joy and Luke are toasting with Red Bulls. And he's like, so I'm going to leave. She's like, what? Why are you going to leave? I think it's best. I'm leaving today. She's like, oh, because you fucked up and you think it's too much tension or what? Oh, well, do you think it's best for you? It is not best for me.
He's like, yes, well, here's all I want to say. I would like to ejaculate somewhere right now. How do you feel about that? our paths will cross again. She goes, that's bullshit. He's like, look, I know you're angry, but you can't be angry at me for this.
She's like, oh, well, you didn't come to me to make decision. You made on your own. So whatever, decision Joy. Is made. Goodbye.
Joy, think about your words again. You didn't come to me. So I like that she's like, whatever, goodbye. She's like,
yeah, but she's saying that she regrets being hard on him because she was hoping that they could fix things during the season. Well, then I'm glad you were given a blocker.
Yeah, seriously. So then everyone gets into whites for guests to disembark. And Suzanne's whole thing is she wants to walk off with Will. So Amy's like, okay, we're going to kick off all the guys. So that way Suzanne and Will can walk off separately. So Amy's like, hey guys, so good morning. I just want you to know that Suzanne has made a choice. I won't say who it is, but she has made a choice. They're like, it's the guy who's not here. Is it Will? The only one who's not here. Well, I can neither confirm nor deny, but you all have to get off the boat because now you're reduced down to the level of vermin. Okay. Please leave. Please leave as soon as possible.
Yeah, this is tacky as fuck. Suzanne doesn't even come out and say, everybody, thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you. I've made a choice in it. So, or like, hey guys, thanks so much. It's been great meeting all of you. Bye. Nothing.
Yeah, I thought that was so
tacky. She just hides in her room and kicks them off. That's tacky as fuck, Suzanne. Damn.
Unless it's like a thing where like, they just didn't show us, but I was like, wow, they just kick off these guys. So then, so Aisha's like, well, it's a little bit awkward. So let's just get them off this boat as soon as possible. And then, Coop is, they're docking and Coop is telling Jen that they're down a deckhand. And Jen's like, what do you mean? And Coop is like, Luke's leaving. She's like, oh shit. When? I'm actually glad if I'm being honest. And she's like, wow, wasn't expecting that. I felt like Luke was too cocky to ever admit his mistakes and leave the boat. And it makes me like have just like the idiotic bit of respect for him. But like, it's literally microscopic, as big as a tardigrade, even smaller. And then they show a tardigrade on screen. Someone in post was like, oh, I've been waiting to use this tardigrade effect for years. Finally, it's happening.
I've had this screenshot on my desktop for 6 years. Never been able to use it. Her parents are at home like, well, she is pretty embarrassing, but she did say tardigrade on camera. So that's something.
We are happy as two of the leading tardigrade scientists in New York City. This does make us proud.
Oh God, I wasn't supposed to tell nobody. Now everybody knows I'm terrible at this shit.
So Suzanne leaves with Will for this relationship that's never gonna happen. And then we go to the main salon for the tip meeting. Was that not the hardest charter ever? Two times in a row. Jeez, talk about the stamina of this crew.
Wow, just, you know, but your hard effort just got over everything, just everywhere, everything. It was just a big puddle of hard effort. So good job, everyone. And, you know, and Joy's like, yes, this was a real challenge. And the Jata humbled me a lot. She goes, yeah, well, I think you handled it like a champ. Sorry, that's American slang for champion. So there you go. And Luke and Luke, do you have anything you want to say? Do you want to come forward about anything, Luke?
It's been such an honor
to work with you. You're such a high performing team. Bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. I wish you the best. I think the right thing for me to do is leave. The same water that boils an egg is the same water that softens a potato. And you've given me the best mixer. What? The same water that boils an egg is the same water that could have cleaned those sheets. What the fuck are you talking about? Now you're into boiling water?
What are you in this metaphor? What is the metaphor? I mean, I see what you're trying to say, but like, I mean, I understand the metaphor, but I don't, it's not a great metaphor. It's not very fascinating. The boiled egg, it hardens the egg, but it softens the potato.
Why are you talking about getting hard and soft in the meeting that you're quitting for getting hard too much?
The same egg that boils is the same egg that turns into mayonnaise. And the same mayonnaise that goes into the egg and the potato is the same mayonnaise that coats the dill. And the same the same salt that seasons the potatoes. Hey, are you just trying to make potato salad? I am, yes.
So wait, one of these examples, you're getting something hard. But in the other example, you're taking something that is hard and turning it soft. I just don't know what to make of all of this, but I'm still just thinking of your boner. Okay? Can we just do something else? Why are you rubbing your head on the coffee table? It's just something behind my ear. I just can't. That feels good. That feels good.
I don't understand how this metaphor that he came up with how it's applying to his experience. Is it that the duress of this boat was also like something wonderful for him? Like it was
I think he's saying this experience could make someone harder. Like it could, leave this experience as a, bitter person, or I could leave this experience softer or more compassionate because I've gone through things and I've learned from them. I mean, I don't fucking know. I think Kat says it best. She's like, does the egg or the potato represent the fucking sheets? Like, what?
I know. And the best part is he goes, the same water that boils an egg is the same water that softens a potato. And you guys have really given me the best mix of both. You literally are talking about potato salad now. He's like, you've given me some hard-boiled eggs with some soft potatoes. And
some of you have made me hard. Some of you have made me soft. You're going to smell like sulfur and mayonnaise by the time I'm gone.
Okay. I just don't understand the use of this metaphor in this context. It's already just not a good... Also, like, as metaphor craft...
It's a himbo speech.
It really is. Like, I kind of think I want something that's more inspiring than an egg and a potato. You know, I guess I'd just stay away from potato salad ingredients. You can do something with an egg. You can do something with a potato, but don't put them both in the same metaphor because then it just becomes comedy.
And hard and soft. Like, let's just keep that stuff out, you know? So they're like, whatever. Nobody cares because nobody's surprised. So he doesn't really get a huge, oh, people are like, okay, bye then. But the tip is 25 grand. And Sandy's looking for a replacement for Luke. Who's it gonna be?
So then everyone's changing and cleaning. And Luke comes to the galley to see Joy. And he's like, oh, I think there's something behind your ear. And he pulls out a tomato, like a magic trick. And she's like, well, the same water that hardens the egg is the same water that softens the tomato. You cannot do that one with me. Just because you changed the P to a T does not impress me.
Why is this potato slimy? It's like, well,
funny thing.
Potato currently is soft and I am hard. And the space between us was the boiling water that, oh God, get this out of my face. And he goes, you know what? I will find you again. Oh, get the fuck out of here. You're not in a romantic movie where you're going to war and you don't know when you're going to come back. You came all over somebody's sheets and let them sleep in it. Okay.
You're also.
Please.
Yeah, you're not. This is not some fantasy where you're going off on your noble steed and you're on a quest. This is not the Odyssey. Okay. Like, this is 2026. Exactly. You know where you have, you can text each other. She's like, I'm going off again. Good luck. Good luck to me. She's like, all right, well, even if everything happened, I like this guy since the beginning and I'm going to miss him, even though he screwed up a lot. And she's, he's like, I've been a lot through a lot in my life and this is not the worst thing that's happened. It's just the stickiest. So knowing when to leave is something that I'm getting better at practicing. By me leaving the boat, I'm choosing the harder route, the potato route, the egg route, if you will. And I think Captain Sandy appreciates that. She's more of the potato in this.
I've learned one thing. You know, when things get difficult, you should just take that pain and swallow it. It would have solved literally every problem I've had on this boat.
I also like how the more he fucks up, the more convicted he becomes in his stance that he should just leave the situation that he created. Like he says, knowing when to leave is something I'm getting better at practicing. So what's going to happen is this is going to apply to romantic situations where he will cause shit. He'll get his nuts off and then he'll be like, this is too much. I have to leave. And now I know I've been through so much in my life. I know it's better to separate myself from a situation than to keep going through it, which is what he actually already did to Jen. So him he's giving this little monologue as if he's having some sort of introspection when actually all he is doing is confirming his own strategies to getting out of the messes that he's going to make in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Making the worst possible choice, you know, making the biggest wussy decision after a bad choice. Like, leaving you, I cheated, and that's why I'm leaving on, you know. I'm not saying this, I'm just saying for the future.
Noble.
You know,
I don't want to cause any more trauma. So it's 3:02 p.m. Wow, I thought this scene took place at 3 p.m. It's 3:02 p.m. And everyone is like talking about wow, Luke left. Luke is leaving. Wow, this is crazy. And Aisha's like checking in on Joy and if she's okay. And everyone's fine. And Kaylee's telling Nathan he's a good boss. And, you know, Jen's telling Kat that, like, look, this isn't the worst trouble I've gotten my vagina into. I'll tell you that much. I'm pretty chill. I'm chill Jen now.
She's like, yeah, I really meant to come into this boat with a positive mindset, which clearly, clearly I failed so far at that. But like now that Luke's gone, I'm hoping for a reset. No more negativity. Just happy, positive Jen. Zen Jen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody believes that. But I can't wait to see you try. I love that you're. One season, people on Bravo really have to get it all in there in one season. Usually it takes a season or two for you to come back as a second version of yourself. But this is just like 3 weeks later. She's like, it's me. It's new Jen.
Season 2 Jen.
Yeah. Jen 2.0.
So Coop and Joe are on the deck and Joe is saying like, Kat is lovely. Are you going to go on another date with her or just one is enough? And Coop's like, I don't know. I do like the girl. That's my person on board. But I definitely want to go a bit slower because the pressure from everyone's too much. I mean, we live in different countries. You know the industry because I live in South Carolina. She lives in Florida. I mean, how are we going to make that work? It's two different countries.
Where do they live?
I have no idea where
he lives in South Carolina. Is she like Canadian?
I assume that she lived in like, I assume she lived in like Florida or Georgia or something like that. I have no idea where she is. I was like, you mean she lives in a different country? Kat?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't seem like that's her vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember her ever saying. So Joe's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be hard with pressure from other people. You don't see that with me and Kaylee because everyone knows we're just here to have a good time, right?
He's like, yeah, that's where I am right now. I'm new to the industry. Like, I'm not sure where a boatman's is supposed to go. I heard don't screw the crew, but Nate met the love of his life and had a baby, and that's working out great. Just don't fast forward. Just do not fast forward. Okay?
It's turning out great.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So he's deciding that he just got out of a relationship and he just wants to be single. No, I mean, look, it's not like you're supposed to marry somebody, but you've clearly said, I like you. I'm not going to hurt you. This is, come on, man.
Yeah. I also feel like something that I noticed here was when Joe said, you know, something you won't see is like with me and Kaylee, everyone knows we're just here to have a bit of fun. To me, Joe saying that is his way of ensuring that his stance has been properly noted amongst the crew and the cameras and the audience. So that way, if she turns and she starts to get into it, it's not his fault. He's like, I'm establishing exactly where we are, America. So don't get mad at me this time when she starts like clinging on. And I'm like, I know what you're doing here, Joe. And I see the groundwork you're trying to lay. He's basically trying to lay the groundwork for his escape hatch. And I'm onto it.
Yeah, but his, you know, arguing with his stance on that, like that's, I agree with that. And I think he's making it out to be like, oh, they just always fall in love with me. But that's not the thing. You go to them and you're like, oh, you're the only one. You're the only one I want to be with. And they fuck them over. So don't make it sound like nobody can help falling in love with Joe. He's just so irresistible. Oh.
And one thing that Below Deck is really good for is a like second half of the season, focus shift. I guess I can't think of a good way to say it, but a lot of times, like the first portion of the season is consumed with like a big storyline. In this case, it's Luke and these sheets and everything with Luke and Jen and Joy. And then once that passes, a new storyline emerges. And I would not be surprised if we now pivot over to Joe and Kaylee and watch that become like the main shit show of the boat.
That one actually would surprise me too, because Kaylee seems so serious about not being serious that I would be, my guess is it's going to, but you know, I'm tricked all the time on these shows. I think it's going to be Jen. I think Jen's going to become,
I hope so.
Like, I think Jen's going to become unhinged about something. Because
I want those braids back. I want those two hanging braids and the stringy hair back.
Yeah.
In full force.
I think it's going to be her. But we'll see. It can be all of the above too. It's a show with a lot of people. So then Gail is texting Nate and she's like, okay,
you can go out with the crew, but just making sure you can come here. I really need you too. I'm very sleep deprived.
And he's like, okay, yeah, of course. I know it's been hard. Just go home. Why are you going out with the crew? Didn't you just stay home? Didn't you just stay here because you were sick after the last one? I mean, I get that this is a TV show and, you know, part of it is going out and filming after, but he wouldn't be the first one that skipped that shit. And they hired him knowing that he's going to have a baby down the street or whatever.
Yeah.
Go home.
I mean, he should go home. I do think, though, there is also, I think last time when he was sick, I think he should have gone home then, because Gail was kind of the mindset of like, I don't care if you're sick, I need your help. And he's like, but I don't want to get the baby sick. And it should have been, I think it's kind of like, if your wife is saying she needs you, like go home, even if you're feeling under the weather. And I think that she's still carrying like resentment about that, because she basically has now had about 6 days in a row without his help, which is why she's at her wit's end. But I also do feel like, well, you guys moved here to Croatia with the understanding that he was going back onto this boat and he was going to be working. And, you know, like part of being on Below Deck is like, and like being on the show and making your paycheck on the show is that you have to like shoot these scenes. So there's part of me that also feels like it sucks for Gail tremendously, tremendously. But like they did this, they willingly chose to have this arrangement. So like, I don't begrudge Nathan as much for just going to dinner and then going to Gail after dinner, but I understand why she's frustrated. But I also feel like, well, they just decided what they were going to do.
I think that he just did this last time because he was sick, and now he's doing, it's like now right again. You're not like, okay, now I'm well, so I'm going to, you need to go straight home. I mean, nobody
would have gone straight home. This
going to be like raising a newborn. She's stuck in fucking Croatia doing this what looks like alone at some Airbnb. She doesn't know anybody. This is her first time doing it. He needs to get the fuck out of there and go home and take her some dinner. And then they can shoot a nice little scene there. You know, but this is crazy. Or just don't come on the show if you're going to have a newborn.
There's that thing also. Just don't come on the show.
If production is going to say, okay, we're going to put Gail up somewhere really close, assuming they are putting her up, but like, we're going to do this and then we'll get to shoot your little cute home scenes of you being a dad, then be prepared that he's going to have to go home to be with the baby.
I think it's okay for him to go out to dinner. But I think in this case, he should not have gone out to dinner just because he didn't go back home last time. So this time he should have been like, I'll skip dinner because Gail is falling apart and I'll go there. Although she did text him and said something like, go out to dinner, but please come back afterwards. So she did say that, but I mean, we all can read through the, we can read between the lines.
I'm going crazy over here and I really need you.
I think it's okay generally if he goes out to dinner, but I think in this case, given what happened last time, I love how I'm like making a case for a jury right now. I'm like, I actually really don't care. I don't care what they do. Whatever, go to dinner, don't go to dinner. I really don't care. I'm not invested.
I've got a newborn in my life. One of my friends has one, and I was just out with her the other day playing with this baby. It's not newborn; it's almost one, but she's so cute. But it's so much work. It's so hard, and I can't imagine doing that alone in a place where you've got no help, you don't know anybody, and then your guy didn't come last time because he was sick. He went out anyway, but didn't come to you, and then is going out again instead of coming straight home. For this one, at least this one. I don't know.
I wonder if she hangs out with producers, you know, because they all know her. I wonder if she just like, you know, while he's off at sea, if she just like goes out and has like meals with producers and hangs out with them. Or is that like, are they not allowed to do that? Because she's sort of.
I think they're all on the boat, aren't they? Well, I guess some of them are on land.
I imagine there must be some that are sitting there in Croatia.
I don't know. So anyway, we go to the vans. Everyone's going to crew dinner. What?
I was going to say, it's too bad she doesn't know Ellie, because Ellie is from the Balkans. She might know someone to be friends with. Although I think Ellie might be, I don't know. I don't know if Ellie, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm literally saying nonsense right now.
You want around your baby, Ellie.
A lot of cheesecake. You'll get a lot of cheesecake.
Completely peaceful Ellie. So everyone's getting on the vans and Aisha's checking in with Nathan and asking if he's going to the house. And he's like, he said, I need you, or she messaged me and said she needs me to come. And she's like, yeah, you should go over soon. She's got that kind of look of concern where she's like, she doesn't want to boss you around, but she's like, oh yeah, then you should go over there. And he's like, well, I mean, her messaging me something like that, you know, I mean, sorry to be a downer, but God, this is really hard. I just didn't really know it was going to be this hard. What did you think it was?
I know.
Also, you have a newborn. Her messaging me like that is really stressing me out. How do you think she feels?
Is Gail allowed to come to dinner? Is like Gail allowed to leave the house? Can't she come with the baby to dinner? Is that crazy?
I guess. I think it'd be
fun for Gail.
It'd be fun
for the baby. Yeah.
People put
a baby in a, what do you call them? Baby Bjorn. Head out to dinner.
Have a night.
Yeah. Come on. So, invite Gail to dinner once in a while, please.
So then we go to Bungie Beach.
Y'all. Bungie Beach.
Bungie.
And Joe orders six espresso martinis because we're on Bravo. They're pronounced espresso, damn it.
Very fast martinis. And everyone toasts and they cheers. And Coop is sitting at one end of the table away from Kat. And he's he also, by the way, did not go in the same van as Kat and Jen. Just want to point that out. Or Kat, most importantly. So Jen's like, are you okay? Have you thought about putting your hair in braids and just getting a lot of volume in the meantime? And she's like, I'm not really sure what happened, but like, it doesn't seem like he wants to spend any time with me, which is like super strange because it hasn't been like that up to this point. So it's just like, what did I do? And why are you treating me like this? What's happening?
So then Nathan gets a text from Gail asking if he can come now because the baby has had a really rough day. And he's like, of course I will. And, he's like, this just feels weird. I mean, like, I didn't anticipate it to be like this. It's fucking hard.
Yeah. Well, it's having a baby. You decided to unleash a baby on this earth. So now you got to take care of it. So H is like, well, you guys are both in a hard position. I just think you need to give each other grace and just breathe and just hang on. Which is as generic advice as you could give someone. But she's like, I really don't know what to say to you anymore. I already told you to go back to her and you're still here. So she says, yeah. I really feel bad for Nathan. He's trying to be a good crew member and he's trying to raise him to be a good partner and a good dad. And Gail being at the Airbnb by herself. I mean, if I had a baby with Scott sitting there focusing on a child, it would be the hardest thing in the world.
So he's going to go home and then Joy gets a text from Luke and he's like, just because I've left the boat doesn't mean I'm giving up on us.
You got on us? Up. You guys, we're never an us. You're not an us. Stop. You're a Luke and Joy. You're not an us. What are you talking about? Oh, God, the love bombing.
Yeah. So now it's 10:40 p.m. and Nathan has left. Everybody else goes to dance. And Aisha really does dance like she is raising that avocado from a baby. And she's just at a dance class with the avocado and she's showing it how to get mushed. She's just like, yeah. She's doing a mush the avocado dance. I don't know how else to explain it. I need a supercut of Aisha just dancing in every season.
At BravoCon, Ronnie and I, we went to dinner with Aisha and Hannah Ferrier and our friend Kimberly. And afterwards, I think we sort of like split into two groups. And so I was with Aisha and one of the producers from Below Deck. And we were walking around what casino was that again that we were in next to the Four Seasons, you know, the big one. It's not the MGM, but it's the one across. Anyway, we're walking around this casino and then we wound up going to this bar that had dance floor and it was playing hip hop. They were playing hip hop in there and Aisha was like, music and I love hip hop. And she just boom, goes right on the dance floor. She's like, and she's up, she's down, she's shaking her booty. She's like, she's got like hands and shoes on the floor, butt in the air. And she like... like in real life, she just like loses. Like the moment there's a beat, she just loses herself. She's like, to the window, to the wall, to the sweat drops down your balls.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
They're all dancing and Kat is talking to some girls at the bar and one of them is from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And she goes, oh my God, that guy over there is from South Carolina. She's like, oh my God, really? She's like, yeah, Coop, come over here. This girl's from South Carolina. So he's like, wow, you're from South Carolina? Where from? They start making small talk and then Kat's like, why is he talking to that girl? Not even to me.
That girl's like, are you really from South Carolina? Because you're not wearing Tama Bahama. So Kat's like, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, oh, that's crazy. I would tell Coop to talk to a girl. And then he's like talking to the girl. Why'd that happen?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I see what made her sensitive because he goes from being like, hey there, my little sweet pea, to just distancing himself and she doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
But this was funny. I was like, you did introduce him to this girl. So then she pulls him for a chat and it's raining outside and she does not care. She's like, you will stand in this rain and you will talk to me. Gotcha. And he's like, I'm good. I'm having a great time. What's going on? It's like, I haven't even talked to you in the past 2 days. And it's like really getting in my fucking head. Okay. And that's how I feel.
This is very Love Island coded because this happens all the time. And he's like, well, fuck that. And because he's like, he tries to go in for like a kiss to sort of solve it all. And she's like, no, don't do that. And then the audience or the people in the bar are like, kiss, kiss, kiss. And he's like, they're telling us to kiss. I guess we'll do that. She's like, no. It's like, I don't want you to fucking hurt me because like, actually, I'm like, so fucking seriously though. Like, don't fucking hurt me. He's like, do you think I am? She's like, yeah. So then the waiter comes over and like brings him an umbrella, which by the way, that is great service. Like that's amazing that he did that. But I guess it's also because everyone's invested in them kissing for some reason. So, but we also know like the first rule of a romantic kiss is that it has to be in the rain. So that umbrella was actually working against the romance there in that moment.
Yeah, really. It's kind of a cock block in a way. And she's like, you know, you don't really go out of your way to make me feel special. It's like, I'm just another fucking stew. So, and he's like, I hate that's how you feel, but it is how I feel. He's like, then I'll do better. I'm just in my head a little bit. I'm so sorry. If you have relationship, any kind of questions about like, am I moving too fast? Like, don't talk to Joe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't.
Because he's not going to fill you with. He's never going to be like, are you worried that you might like her too much? You should talk to her or anything like that. He's just going to, and he didn't say anything really bad. He was just like, oh yeah, that is a lot of pressure. Be careful. Be careful on a boat.
I just feel like, I think getting older, you realize like, who the fuck cares if it's going too fast? Like, who cares? If you're enjoying each other's company, you're enjoying each other's time, then great. And then if you're concerned that like, oh no, I've got the ick and now I'm really going to hurt them by trying to extricate myself out of the situation. You're going to hurt them either then or you're going to hurt them now by pulling back. So you're still going to hurt them. So why not just enjoy the ride? And when you decide you no longer are feeling it, that's when you do it. But like, I just feel like watching people, you know, spend so much time talking about, oh my God, it's going too fast. It just feels so, unnecessary.
I think on one hand, when people move too fast, a lot of times you get stuck with people who are just constant love bombers or move too fast. And then you're like, whoa, 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 I didn't see this coming. But if you move slowly, you can still be with somebody who has those tendencies, but they've just learned how to manipulate it longer until they let the real one come out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I'm not talking about like love bombing situation. Like I totally get it if it's like a casual moment and someone comes in really hot and heavy, but it's more like if you both like each other and you like both like being around each other. And then like one person arbitrarily is like, wait a second, this is going too fast for me. I'm pulling back. It's like, why? You're enjoying yourself. Why would you do that? You know?
Well, I think it's just another way of saying, we're girlfriend and boyfriend now. I still want to fuck other people. I think that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's all.
When you're like, oh, this is moving too fast.
Still want to.
But, you know, I see what you're saying too, because you can drive fast, but there's still a brake and everyone has the right to put on the brake. It's safe. It's safe to put on the brakes every once in a while or slow down. However you use that brake pedal.
That was very
But I do see. Say it again.
That was like very, I feel like that's something Sincere would have said on Love Island in his confessional. I mean, you can drive, but they have a brake pedal for a reason and it's okay to hit the brake. And sometimes it's even safer, but like sometimes I want the gas and the brake. So why not have the gas and the brake?
Sometimes like you have the option of like drinking with a straw, but like if you don't want to drink with the straw, then you drink it with your mouth, but then you can get stuff dribbling down your face. So like the point is drink through a cake.
Why don't you have two straws? You can still do it. It's not bad. You still get the same suction.
So they make up and they kiss and everybody's clapping. The whole club is now outside watching them, clapping for them. And he tells us he's surprised that it's so intense already, but he doesn't want to hurt somebody's feelings, much less the person I kind of have feelings for on the boat. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, it's really tough opening up to somebody. It's like, I hope he doesn't hurt me. It's like so cringy to like open up and be vulnerable.
Yeah, she's like, being vulnerable sucks. Meanwhile, while they're kissing at 11:52 p.m., Nathan arrives at Gail's. That's pretty late to get. I mean, how far away is Gail's Airbnb? Jeez. He finally gets there and he's like, hello, how are you? He has a different voice around her. It's like his, like, hey, honey, I'm home voice. And it's like very sing-songy. He's like, hello, how are you? She's like, not very good. I can't handle anymore. Please, I'm really upset tonight, so it took me a lot to calm down. Girl, I understand. And I appreciate your expressing your emotions.
Oh, but I'm just trying to get through all of these, Nathan.
Yeah. Hey, I really need you. I haven't slept. I'm going crazy here all alone. And then you show up at midnight. I can't.
I would throw him through the glass doors.
That's
and then
crazy.
He comes in like, hey, like, I want you to feel your emotions. It's very important.
No. It's not my emotions are not out of control. It's midnight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So then they're all in the vans and they're just, the rest of them are going home and everything. And they're going back to the boat. And Kaylee is talking to us about Cooper and Kat. And she's like, I know Cooper and Kat are new to yachting. Even I am. I'm new to yachting and I can still do an amazing tablescape and be better than Jen. Isn't that so hilarious? And I can understand that a date is just in this business means more than that, you know, but like, I don't know. You might know someone for 6 weeks on a boat and it feels like you've known them for almost 2 years. So I feel like it's quite important that he understands what he's getting himself into.
Yeah, she's very good. She sits right with, she's even like holding his hand or something. But she's like, yeah, hi. So basically what you did when you take somebody on a date on a boat, that means you're kind of married. So yeah. That's not casual dating at this point. Like you can't just say, oh, now I'm going to be casual. She's like, oh, that's what that means. She's like, yeah, you don't. You don't take somebody on a date and then tell them you want to be casual. You fucking idiot. And he's like, oh, okay, thanks.
So on the boat, everyone's back and Joy is texting with Luke and she texts him, maybe one day you will explain to me why you chose the easier option. Good for you. Remind him. And then there's cuddling, Coop and Kat cuddle, a lot of talk about like, my hooves, watch out for my hooves. I like your hooves. And then everyone goes to sleep. And now it's 1:20 a.m. on the bridge, and what no one expected was that there was a surprise episode of Wind that dropped on Peacock.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my God, this is insane. What is that? Wind? This is crazy. Is Norma standing out there? Is Zeus just trying to get that hideous woman off of our... What is happening?
This is insane. Oh God, guys, I need you right now. This episode is too good to watch alone. Okay, we need to have talk. We need to have popcorn. Okay, we need to talk about this afterwards. All right, get on the deck. So this storm has come in out of nowhere, even though it was like lightning and thunder all night long and it was so windy they had to come into dock for the night, but that's okay. So they have to go out. It's like the perfect storm, except they're completely docked and they're out there and the boat has drifted. It's like, get out there. Come on. And it's cold and it's rainy and they're in raincoats. It's like, it's wild. And it's like, yo, ho, all hands. I'm like, whoa. But guess what?
Everything it is. They're like that even when they're docked. It feels like this boat feels like one of Nathan's sheets. Everybody. Hands on deck.
Oh God. Oh, it's going to be crazy. The side's going to pop. Those fenders can't hold us off for much longer. We got to fix this. So they get out there and they do it and it's,
they're fine.
It's crazy.
That's fine.
It does look crazy. Yeah, it's like fine. Legitimately crazy.
It weather. Does look. Yeah, it is. So, now in the morning, Jen's asking Kat about Coop. Everything's fine. Okay. Aisha texts Nathan to make sure he's okay. Sandy is just sitting there staring at the, you know, TV that's just waiting for a new, you never know when a new one's going to drop. You never know. She's like, oh shit, looks like we might get some wind tonight. You know, they made it look like Lou Diamond Phillips died at the end of last episode, but I believe in him. He's going to come back for Dame Judy. Why do I keep saying Jane Duty?
He always stands and delivers. See what I did there? Because you mentioned Edward James Olmos earlier this episode, so I figured we'd just go through the cast of that whole movie, you know?
You get it. I'm with
you. You get it. You get it.
So then... Nathan's not on the boat, guys. Dun, dun, dun. Where's Nathan? Where is he? We check in with Norma again. There's still nobody who can fill the charter. What is going to happen?
Oh, God. If Nathan's not back, oh, and there's wind tonight and we don't have Luke, I don't even know what's going to happen. What are we going to do? So, guess what? It's like 2 hours until the charter. We haven't even had a preference sheet meeting. But Nathan, he basically shows up very, 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 very late. And he's like, I'm on my way. And then, of course, Joe, things have been pretty nice lately. But, of course, Joe pounces on this opportunity. And he's like, Nathan being away for all this time, it's just, you know, because I understand it's his circumstances, but he's the bosun. For him to be late without any level of communication, I think it's completely unprofessional. That's not what a bosun does. That's not what a leader does. What example are you setting for the tech crew? I mean, he's 100% correct, but I just don't want to hear it from Joe.
Yeah, because you're right. Joe just waits for the second. I mean, the second it goes wrong, he's like, this is unacceptable. Ha ha ha. So we'll see. And Nathan finally gets there. And we get a, where have you been? To be continued.
To be continued. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for being here. Fun, festive episode. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Luke is
gone.
It's
been good times, everybody. Thanks a lot for being here. We will be back later today with some Winter is Crappening Game of Thrones House of the Dragon recap. So we'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.